Good morning. It would help if I turned this on. Anyway, as we begin the new church year, Jesus tells us four times in the gospel, watch. Huh? Now, every year at Advent, we focus on Christ who already came as a baby, and we don't pretend like Jesus isn't here. He's already here. Thank you very much. You know, sometimes we pretend. When I was in seminary, I used to always put a nativity scene out. And like I have a nativity scene, I already put it out in the rectory. And Jesus is already in the manger. And people used to come in and say, you know, the liturgist, you know, like, Larry, Jesus isn't born yet. You don't put him in there. I say, stupid, Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. Huh? Excuse me, we don't play this little game every year like, oh, let's pretend like he's not here. He already came, right? That's the reality. We don't take Jesus off the cross on Easter Sunday, right? It's part of the whole mystery. But so he's already come. But when Jesus is looking at us now, he was already here, but he says, watch, 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 because Christ continues to come to us. And today we want to focus on the four ways I believe that Christ comes to us. He comes to us in the events of life. He comes to us in our prayer. He comes to us through other people. And he comes to us always in ourselves, huh? So let's break those down, right? First of all, Jesus comes to us in the events of life. For instance, this thing that we do now at the Mass. It's a new Mass, new reading, I mean, new responses and everything. Because, of course, language is powerful, is it not? Language has the power to give someone hope or the power to bring them down. Most people, if they've been hurt, they've been hurt because of what someone said to them, right? Language is power. And so when the church changes the language in the American church and the English-speaking church, what it's saying is these words have power. And so we go to where the Latin is. So throughout the whole, since the Vatican Council II, when they changed everything, the Latin has been used throughout the world. Now, different countries, of course, translated that. The American church and the English church, of course, went and made the text more plain. Rome says it's time to go back to what the Latin says because it's more poetic, but it also shows it's filled with theological implications, right? Now again, so some of it's going to be hard for us, but Christ is present in this, and he wants to teach us something in this, and we have to recognize his presence, huh? The language now in church, by definition, when you go into a church, as I've said a billion times, you go to heaven. You go to heaven. That's why our church looks the way it does. It's not, doesn't look like a mall, right? It looks like a church. You look up, you see the stars, you see all the angels, you see all the saints. They're everywhere around you. To remind you, church isn't just like anywhere else. Mass should not be like going to the bar on Saturday night, huh? There should be a difference. So the language should be different than what we say at a bar. Or what we say when we're yelling and screaming at our kids. The language should be different. It should be filled with meaning. And so the church says, here, let's focus on the words. Let's let the meaning of the words come through. Let's let the words lift us up from our day in and day out life. And let the words have the power to bring us into heaven. But will you be aware of that? Will you watch for that? Or will you see it as another reason to complain about how things are not the way you like them to be? God is present in this event. We have to watch him. We have to recognize him. God is present, of course, every time we go to pray. And so, again, the teaching is, when Jesus comes at the end of time, it'll be the same face of Jesus Christ. Some people, when they see Jesus, they're going to scream and run the other way because their daily life had no part of him. So when he comes, they're going to be afraid of the judgment of God. Others, when they see Jesus, are going to be smiling from ear to ear. They will recognize him immediately, and they will have so much peace because the end has finally come, and the beginning of heaven is here. It'll be the same face of Jesus. The question is, do we watch for him? Do we recognize him in our prayer? Sometimes, even when we pray, it's just a bunch of words we say. You know, we get our prayers in and out, hurry up, fast, 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 so I can, but we don't have experience of God. So you can actually go and pray and never be watchful for God. It's just something you do to be a good person. But we have to recognize that God, when we go to pray, we're encountering the living God. We're not separated from Him. He's right there. Jesus is right here. And so sometimes, even in the most common places or the places where we should find Christ, in church, in the adoration chapel, in our prayer, we forget that at this very moment, all the angels and saints are bowing down before Him and worshiping God in the Eucharist. Next door in the adoration chapel, all the angels and saints are bowing down and recognizing and watching the God of the universe. Is that the way we do it? Huh? Isn't it a shame I have to put signs on the, that you walk in here and says, please, after you enter the main body of the church, be still. Why? Because you're in the presence of God. You get to talk to each other 24 hours a day. Here, God is. So when you come into church, you're entering heaven. You're entering the very presence of God. So you recognize God. You focus on God. You focus on Him. Because every other day, we're focused on everything else. When we come to church, we need to be watchful. We need to be waiting. We need to recognize that Jesus Christ is truly present here. Jesus Christ is truly present in the people around us, huh? The person right next to you right now, you might know them, you might not even like them. But there's Jesus inside of them, right? And what we do to Christ, as we talked about last week, is what we do to another is what we do to Christ, as we talked about last week. I'm in the middle of decorating the rectory, right? Because I got to leave this afternoon and drive to Jasper, Indiana, which is a 9-hour drive. So tonight I'm going to drive from here to Columbus. I got a nice hotel in Columbus. And then I'm going to get up tomorrow and drive the rest of the way to do the parish mission. And so while I've been decorating, trying to get as much done so I don't go completely out of my mind when I come back, but it always happens anyway, the doorbell rang. Now when the doorbell rings, it's usually not a happy event. It's usually someone wants money 95% of the time, right? So I'm like, "Arr." And I went and I opened the door, and there's this woman who comes around a lot, and she says, "Can I have a dollar?" And that's all she ever asks for. "Can I have a dollar? I gave you a dollar a couple weeks ago," and I gave her $20 a couple weeks ago, as a matter of fact. But anyway, "Can I have a dollar?" Open up my wallet, I had like $4 in there. I gave her $4, and she walked away, and I got to go back. But then again, when I was starting to redecorate, that was Christ, right? He came to my door, and He asked me for a dollar. Do you recognize Christ when He comes to you? Huh? It's sometimes the people you live with, your wife, your husband, your children, your parents. Do we treat them as we would Jesus Christ? Huh? Do we welcome people as we would Jesus Christ? Because that's the key. Last night, there were some of our 11 o'clock people were at Mass at 5:15. Can you imagine? And I sat there and I was walking out and I was hugging him. I says, "What are you doing here at the 5:15 Mass? You're messing me up. You should be at the 11 o'clock Mass where I always saw you." "Well, Father, there's going to be visitors. It's going to be too crowded. I didn't want to come." You pagan. You didn't want to reach out and touch Jesus through someone you don't know? Not particularly. But again, what we need to know is that everybody we meet today, whether you know them, whether you don't, that is Jesus Christ. Are you watching for Jesus when He comes to you? Will you recognize Jesus when He comes to you? Or will you be walking in the fog? The last place we got to focus on the reality that Jesus Christ lives inside of us. Huh? And again, we talked about this a little last week. But to begin to really focus that you and I are the very presence of God on earth. Not that we are God. The Eucharist lives inside of us, right? It's Jesus, and not just when you receive communion today, but by virtue of your baptism. Will you see Christ inside of you? I believe that once we start living this blessed reality, that's when the road to holiness begins. Because, again, we can sit there and play games. Oh, yes, Christ comes to the events. Oh, yes, Jesus comes to me in prayer. Oh, yes, Jesus and the people next to us, especially the poor. But we mostly struggle with the reality that Jesus is inside of us. And just think that. If you and I believe that Christ lives inside of us, then no matter where I am the tabernacle of God. Huh? I've talked about this 1,000 times. But especially during Advent, we have to focus on this. That so, whatever you and I do, we need to live these lives of integrity. That we live as if we're living in front of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Because we are. No matter where you and I are, we bring Jesus with us. And we need to be watchful, because when people are looking for Jesus, they're looking at you, and your job and my job is to bring them Jesus, right? So this watching reality, the point is we must recognize and watch Christ for when he comes to us now on earth. Because as long as we're here on earth, there's only mercy. But the day we die, there's only judgment. So we must live every day as if it was our last. We must recognize Christ in all the various ways he comes to us. So that the day he comes to take us home, it ain't going to be any big deal. While we are watching and waiting for him, we saw him in the various ways he came toward us. And finally, we'll see him when he comes at the end to take us home forever. But the way we live now will really determine what the end will be. Will it be a day of joy and anticipation, or will it be a day of fear because we didn't recognize Christ when he came? Get to know him now. Recognize him now in events, in prayer, in the people around you, and in yourself, so you'll be ready for him forever. Watch is what he says. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.